across the Connecticut River from Burns' New Hampshire home is the tiny Greenwood School in Putney, Vermont.
It's a boarding school for kids very young, 11 to 17, who suffer from learning differences like dyslexia, dysgraphia, ADHD, a whole sort of alphabet soup of learning issues.
Each year, this little school has their students tackle their disability by doing this amazingly difficult thing.
Memorize, and most important, then publicly recite in front of hundreds of people the Gettysburg Address.
Lincoln's 47 years ago address was delivered to consecrate a national graveyard at the site of the battle where nearly 8,000 died. Burns, while stuck in the edit suite, was struck by the beauty of the words and their odd power to tug at his American heartstrings. He had a revelation.
Why not challenge the whole country to memorize the Gettysburg Address?
So he's asked us all to memorize what he calls some of the most beautiful words ever spoken.
We yearn for the kind of unum in the e pluribus unum when we live in a time where there's too much pluribus.
So really, this is an old-fashioned civics lesson, in a sense.
Well, I think it is. I mean, this is the most important speech, arguably, in American history. It's Lincoln doubling down on the Declaration of Independence, kind of offering a 2.0 version to Thomas Jefferson's 1.0, and it's the operating system we Americans still use.
He wants you to record your memorization and upload it to his website. All the living presidents have, and these folks have too.
Bill O'Reilly, but also Rachel Maddow, Nancy Pelosi, but also Marco Rubio.
How to add your version and how to see the address at tpr.org. Jack Morgan, Texas Public Radio News.